Hello everyone. Today we continue our series on the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos with the 20th mitzvah, the mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam has a very interesting characterization of the Beis HaMikdash, both in the Sefer HaMitzvos as well as in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. The law is talking about the Beis HaMikdash in the Rambam's Yad HaChazaka. The Rambam says that there is a mitzvah to build a house for Hashem that is, quote, Muchan Likarbanos, or Beis Avoda, a house for Hashem that is set aside for karbanos, for sacrifices, or another language that he uses is a house of avoda, of worship, through the sacrificing of karbanos. From this phraseology, it would seem like that for the Rambam, one of the most critical or most central aspects of the Beis HaMikdash is the offering of sacrifices, of karbanos. And oddly enough, the sacrificing of the karbanos was not in the house at all. It was outside of the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azara, in the courtyard. To support this point, the Rambam, when he begins to describe the construction of the Mizbeach, of the altar, the Rambam uses a very unusual phrase. He says that the makom of the Mizbeach, the placement of the altar in the courtyard, was michuvan biyoser, was extremely calculated. And the Rambam says that it is forbidden to move it. So once again, we see that the phenomenon and the role of offering sacrifices to Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash is quite central. Moreover, both the Rambam and before him the Gemara say that one of the distinguishing factors of the Beis HaMikdash than other more temporary homes for the Mishkan, as well as for private places of worship when those were allowed, were bamos, were these ad hoc altars. And what distinguished the Beis HaMikdash was that it had a full-fledged Mizbeach, and that all types of offerings were able to be brought on that, and bamos and temporary ad hoc private altars were forever forbidden. So, putting all of this together, it would seem like the main focus of the Beis HaMikdash is the Mizbeach, is the altar, accompanied by the offering of sacrifices on it. And yet, there are two other factors that the Rambam notes about the Beis HaMikdash. The first is in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Immediately after the Rambam says that there is a mitzvah to build a house of worship through the offering of karbanos, the Rambam follows up by saying, as well as creating a national gathering place when Jews would come to visit the Beis HaMikdash on holidays, on the Yomim Tovim. So here we begin to see that the Mizbeach is actually a focal point. It serves not only as just merely offering karbanos, but the Mizbeach and the larger Beis HaMikdash was meant to be a national gathering place where, the Rambam says, the Jews would think about Hashem. So we begin to get the sense that there's actually something even more fundamental about the Beis HaMikdash. And this is followed up by the Rambam later in the laws of the Beis HaBechira and the laws of the Beis HaMikdash, where the Rambam says that the Aron, the Ark that was placed in the Holy of Holies, in the Kodesh HaKadashim, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it was not removed, it wasn't looted. Rather, it had been previously hidden beneath the Beis HaMikdash, and when it was destroyed, it remained in those chambers, in those hidden catacombs. And when the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt, the second Beis HaMikdash, they did not make a new Aron because the Aron was already there. Now, the Rambam's Yad HaChazaka is very much not a history book. And the question is, why does the Rambam bother to give us this whole history lesson? Both Rav Soloveitchik, as well as the Meshech Chachma, say that the entire name, that the entire essence of the Beis HaMikdash is derived from the Aron. The Aron with the Luchos, with the two tablets, and as a resting place for the Shechina, for the Divine Presence, that is what gives the Beis HaMikdash its status of being a Beis HaMikdash, and without it, everything else is worthless. Everything else would just make it It built a big, nice building, but it wouldn't be a Beis HaMikdash, it wouldn't have Kiddusha. And there are many references in Sefer Melachim, to that effect, that the Beis HaMikdash really only took effect when the Aron was placed inside. Now, if we put that together with what the Rambam said earlier about the Beis HaMikdash being primarily a place for Karbanos, we get a very interesting dialectical description of what the Beis HaMikdash is. On the one hand, the essence of the Beis HaMikdash, or the essence, the main purpose, the main description of the Beis HaMikdash is one of karbanos, is one of sacrifices, is one of a national gathering. And yet, the Beis HaMikdash only becomes the Beis HaMikdash at its core with the Aron, with the Luchos, and with the Shechina. So how do we unify those two factors together? I think that the best way to reconcile those two superficially different aspects of the Beis HaMikdash is by the Rambam's comment after he classifies the Beis HaMikdash as a house for sacrifices, by adding that it's also a place where the Jewish people unify and gather together and to think and contemplate about Hashem. Using that description, we can answer that when the Rambam calls the Beis HaMikdash a Bayis Muchan Likarbanos, a house that is dedicated or set aside for offering sacrifices, that is the function, that is the functional use of the Beis HaMikdash. That is how the Beis HaMikdash is primarily used, to offer karbanos. But while that is important, and it's certainly a defining factor of the Beis HaMikdash, it is not an end unto itself, or it is not at least the ultimate end. The ultimate goal of the Beis HaMikdash is to unify and gather all of the Jewish people around the Mizbeach when they bring sacrifices, when they gather at the Beis HaMikdash every Yom Tov, that there is an obligation to be Ola Regel, to go and visit Yerushalayim, to visit the Beis HaMikdash. But once they're there, that unified service is supposed to catalyze a national contemplation of the true essence of the Beis HaMikdash, what gives the Beis HaMikdash the status of the Beis HaMikdash, namely the Aron, the Luchos, and the Shechina that rests upon them. So when the Rambam describes the house of Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash, as a bias Likarbanos, as a house of sacrifices, the Rambam is describing the Beis HaMikdash from a functional perspective, that the main function of the Beis HaMikdash is to offer karbanos. However, the ultimate goal and purpose of the Beis HaMikdash, and what gives the Beis HaMikdash its kedusha, its essence, is the Aron in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, with the Shechina and the Luchos that the Jewish people are supposed to contemplate whenever they go there to visit and to connect with Hashem. Have a wonderful week and a Freilichen Purim.